You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Minute Bowl. My name is Cuppy Cup, and today I am joined by Factor Wes Davis. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Cup?
I'm so good.
That's
because
awesome.
We are also joined by my good friend Dr. Norris Camacho Rush Roberts.
Howdy, gang.
And we are live streaming this Minute Bowl, so that will be interesting, or whatever the opposite of interesting is.
Uninteresting.
Thank you. Thank you for that. We have a couple of topics that are loosely football related. The first one, do y'all play Madden for a video game system?
Rush, what was the last Madden you owned?
Probably 10 years plus.
I played Madden 93.
I had Madden like 98 for the N64 or something like that. I think that was the last one I had.
Okay, I was either 93 or 95. Somebody on the A&M beat retweeted a video, which is a preview. I'm not going to name the person, which is a preview of Madden 2020. And they have this creation mode that's called Face of the Franchise. And there's a scene in this video. It's like some gamer is doing a preview of it. And it involves high school recruiting. And the recruit is about to pick his school, and he's rehearsing his speech in front of a bathroom mirror.
Okay. I have so many questions, but keep going.
The demonstration is basically that you can select the voice of the recruit, but there's a recruiting analyst sitting in one of the stalls that starts talking to the recruit. Obviously, this has to be influenced by the Aggie lore that Taylor Ham did this when he was working for the 247 site. Can I play the clip?
Yeah. I haven't gotten to watch it yet.
All right. This is just going to be the audio, but I think you'll get the gist. So it starts out with the recruit talking to himself in the mirror, and then the analyst chimes in. Here we go.
Look, guys, I just want to thank my teammates, especially my O-line.
Hey, don't forget to thank your mom. Never forget to thank your mom. Mind telling me where you're going to be signing?
Actually, it's why I'm hiding in here.
Well, I know you'll make the right choice. And if you need any advice, I'm always here.
Okay, cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, anytime. Actually, I've been meaning to run into you. Hello?
Is this To Catch a Predator?
Hello?
Why don't you have a seat over here?
But I couldn't believe this wasn't getting more play on Aggie Twitter and message boards and things like that.
What? There's high school in Madden now? Like, this is a football game, right?
Yeah, so I think the idea is that, like, you can take the player from the time they're a little baby and raise them up into being an NFL football player.
Yeah, all right. Whatever. Have fun.
but Taylor Ham's always been pretty nice to me, and he told me that this story's not true.
Oh, really?
But I do think it has to be based on that, right? This can't be something that's happening all over the country.
I mean, if there's a Twitter story about somebody here doing something and it's not true, I mean, this kind of reminds me of the rumors that would get started around A&M campus when I was in school. At one point, there was a longstanding rumor for like a year. And multiple people from different circles of friends brought this up to me independently, that the Olsen twins were going to come to A&M and attend school. And like everybody was sure of it. And nobody knows where that came from. And I'm certain that rumor was at like every other college in the country, right? Is there like is he the only person in the SEC with that rumor? Or is there like a Vanderbilt recruiting person that followed somebody into a port-a-john?
That's a good question. I think there's a decent chance this is something like that, where it pops up in every conference or...
Yeah, it could be kind of mythology.
Yeah, the stories follow the same patterns, yeah. But the different cultures didn't know about them.
Yep.
It could be, but obviously none of us are going to play this game. I just thought that little clip was kind of interesting because it has that overlap with what we make fun of all the time, which is the recruiting industry.
When does EA Recruiting Analyst 2020 come out?
I think this is it. It's the game within the game.
No, but I want to play that character.
Oh, I see.
I want an FPR, a first person recruiter. That's the game I want to play.
That's good. If I do Hot Reels this year, I should cut up video game clips to make that a reality. Yeah.
Please do.
In terms of like trying to turn this little clip of the bathroom stalking incident into a topic for Minute Bowl, I was wondering what other Aggie stuff, maybe traditions, maybe not, would you like to see incorporated into video games?
Like any video game?
I think so, because I don't know any video games that were made after 1995.
So what if you had NCAA football without the football? And it's just like, you know, you go through recruiting really detailed week by week, and then you go to the coaching contract, all that exciting stuff, and then you get to the season, you get to see the preseason rankings and do the media appearances. Maybe you do some, you can sim a SEC media days in Paul mode or something. And then you get to the season, you kind of conveniently sim the games and then, you know, focus on recruiting during the season and then renew contracts, bowl games.
This is exactly what Wes was asking for, right? It's the recruiting analyst career mode.
I was saving it for him.
Yeah.
I knew I was going to be able to appease him.
I want to play the game Scorned Rivals where you don't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, people already pay a lot of money to play these games on the internet. So
right.
I think you could be successful there. Well, anyway, I was with the topic I sent y'all, I was thinking of things like I would like to see someone yelling for Mario and Luigi to uncover, just screaming at them throughout the game.
So Mario and Luigi are holding their hats in their hands. They're like, hey, you got the dick off of your hat.
It's me. I uncovered.
No, they were getting yelled at.
Look, I uncovered.
They're the ones getting yelled at.
Yeah, like the little mushrooms are yelling
at.
Wearing
overalls. I thought they were good eggs.
That's the inherent conflict in the game. It's that they're wearing the overalls, but also wearing their hats.
We are yelling at the seat down the bus driver. Take off of your goddamn hat.
Have you been working on your Italian accent for improv?
No, I have Pocket Mario. I don't know. It comes out, yeah! Like, I don't know. He is 1 degree up from Porno Girl. Because, like, I don't know. There's like a spectrum of those voices where like Mario's like, yeah, wahoo! And Porno Girl's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you see how that like...
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Twitch.
I do see the parallels. I think we have like 3 people listening on Twitch at the moment.
Who the hell is still here?
They're probably knowing what little I do about Twitch. It's probably people who have no idea even what Texas A&M is.
Some people in the Czech Republic are watching us.
Yes, exactly.
What is this happening?
The other stupid ideas I had, and it's going to be really clear that I'm only familiar with like the insanely popular video games from 30 years ago. So one was Miss Pac-Man, but it's List Eater, like just working her way through a list.
I think somebody did that on TexAgs in 2004.
Did they really?
probably Cuppy Cup.
Yeah, it might have been me.
Like, that was my TexAgs heyday, and that definitely had to have happened.
Yeah, you're probably right about that.
I think if video game Monopoly makes a big comeback, they mm-hmm. need to make sure that everybody knows which player is the Aggie CEO, because there will always be an Aggie CEO at Monopoly if you read the rankings. Everybody,
so like a maroon top hat,
something. I don't care.
Let's see. The other topic was originally floated to us by Jimmy Guards. We're trying to figure out a way to rip off Mount Rushmore stuff, just kind of having lists. So everyone was doing Mount Rushmores for a long time on their blogs, and then Pardon My Take has owned that. So we had to come up with something a little bit different. And Jimmy suggested that we do depth charts or two deeps.
I like this.
I thought that was kind of interesting because it allows us to do more of a matrix than a straight list. So we have within each master category subcategories, and for each of those subs, we pick two things. So it's like the two deep across categories, if so that makes any sense.
We got the starter and the backup for each category.
Yes, exactly. I think we're going to go with what I floated just to explain how this might look, which isn't terribly exciting, but the theme was lunch. So that's the master category. And then the subcategories were school cafeteria lunch, catered work lunch, cooking lunch at home on the weekend, and quick on-the-go lunch. I think the easiest one is doing the quick on-the-go lunches. So let's start with that. So Wes, let's get your two deep, your starter and your backup if you have to get lunch on the go.
I mean, number one for me is, and bring it, Aggies, I don't give a shit. It helps me stay on plan and it's tasty. I go Chipotle and I do a bowl, no rice, black beans, chicken, guacamole, sour cream, cheese, and veggies. And that's what I get. And it fills me up and it's healthy and it's like $8.
Okay, I don't like that, but
I don't like
you're entitled. How about your backup?
I would go Jersey Mike's, honestly. Like, I love a big sandwich.
I really hate both of your choices, which I think maybe that's the idea behind this.
That's probably the point.
That's fine. You don't have to eat my sandwich. I don't want you to.
See, I'm a Jersey deli snob since I grew up in that area.
You should be.
Not a big fan of the Jersey Mike's interpretation.
Well, you point me where to go and I'll go eat it.
Okay. Well, let's hear from Rush first. Do you have some?
Yeah.
What's your starter?
Quick bite for me if I need to get back to work like in 30 minutes. I'll either go get like a couple of tacos at the place just up the street. The other thing is I'll usually run to the HEB deli, or there's also a barbecue restaurant in the HEB. So either grab a salad or some barbecue.
That's strong.
Good. I'm going to go with the obvious choice, Chick-fil-A. So I'll go there and get a spicy chicken sandwich. The waffle fries actually make me physically ill. I'm guaranteed to throw up if I eat the waffle fries for some reason.
What?
Yeah, it's a weird thing. There's some ingredient in there I'm allergic to.
That sucks.
Yeah, so I'll just eat the spicy chicken sandwich and call it a day. Or two if I'm feeling like very
ambitious.
Hungry. Yeah, or ambitious, sure. And I put mayonnaise on that sandwich, Wes.
I don't care.
Oh, go is it Jimmy it. Who doesn't like mayonnaise?
Yeah, I'm the one that hates the pickle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like the pickles, though, on the Chick-fil-A original, too.
Do what you do.
Yeah. And then my backup is Starbucks. So I'll go and get a second lunch. Coffee mm-hmm. and get a bacon Gouda sandwich because, you know, breakfast all day at Starbucks.
Hell yeah.
And then and that'll be a good lunch. Maybe a little banana nut bread for dessert. Getting hungry, okay. Just like I did talking about barbecue with Andy Staples. All right, so let's move on. That was the quick on-the-go lunch depth chart. No, part of the depth chart. The next category is school cafeteria, Wes.
Y'all don't want to know about St. Mark's lunch.
Oh, you went to a rich school.
St. Mark's lunch was legit. St. Mark's lunch was hardcore. If I could buy the St. Mark's lunch plan right now, I would go. I would go there for lunch every day.
See, I went to public school, so we can appreciate the variety.
Okay, so the best day was likely mini tacos, which was just those like deep fried, filled with beans and rancid meat tacos.
Oh, that's not too sophisticated.
No. That was a special day. But then you could also go to the little sandwich bar and make yourself a deli sandwich and make a salad, and then go like get a glass of iced tea and then maybe some soft serve ice cream.
Hmm. Beef Wellington?
Yeah. Unicorn with au jus. The other one would be like, literally, it was if I was at school, the biggest treat was to just run across the street and go grab a fucking quarter pounder at McDonald's. Oh my God. I still love a quarter pounder at McDonald's. Come at me. Like, I haven't had one in 7 years because I like myself better. But man, I love those things. Those are good.
Good deal. How about you, Rush? What's your starter for the school cafeteria?
I'm going to go back to the elementary school. Number one day was, I think, Wednesday's enchiladas. Big old plate of like greasy cheese and chili enchiladas.
Oh, I loved having the calendar menus. Yeah,
those are awesome.
I missed that.
And then backup would be the nice square pizzas. I think they were Fridays.
Square pizza rules.
That made it to my two deep as well. The my starter actually is the square pizza served with a side of corn.
Oh yeah.
With Thousand Island dressing on the pizza.
What is wrong with you, you communist?
Listen, this is what everyone where I live did. It was seriously over 50% of the kids put Thousand Island dressing on the pizza.
There is perfectly good ranch dressing there. What
it's
do you?
It's got to be Thousand Island. Yeah, sorry. That's the reality. And my backup cafeteria lunch is the hamburger, which was just the saddest little bun with a plain beef patty on it, 1/16-pound patty, yeah. With nothing on it, and it's served with rice with butter. Ooh. In it. Get the butter rice.
I was gonna say like the tiny bag of Ruffles.
That's it. It was my school didn't have a lot of money. Yeah, we were not St. Mark's.
I'm sorry, I wasn't in Mensa.
We had a St. Mark's where I lived too, and it was a bunch of assholes who were pretentious as well.
How's it going?
As well.
And the so I think the next category, Wes, we'll go back to you, is the catered work lunch.
We don't really cater in, but we will go out for lunch on the company. And there is this Mediterranean joint like right near us that just has awesome kebab and shawarma and all, and that like awesome cauliflower that they have. And man, I love that. That's fantastic. And I guess number two is if you're lucky, like some kind of like really good taco bar situation. If that's an option, if you can make tacos, then that's a great day.
Yeah, I guess it didn't really follow the rules of the category, but I'm okay with your answers.
I don't care about your rules.
How about you, Rush? You seem like you work somewhere that might have catered lunches.
Occasionally still.
Like every third Friday?
Like once a year. Maybe two or three times a year.
Right.
Number one, I like the variety of sandwiches from like a Jason's Deli or something. Different sandwiches, different chips.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
And
that's my starter.
It's a good one.
Backup was just pizzas. That's one we'll get a couple times a year. Just a big room, you know, a couple hundred people in a room and a few dozen pizzas of all kinds.
Now see, when you say catered, I'm not sitting here thinking pizza delivery, but I'm with you. Like that is the best is when you show up at work and there's just a whole room full of pizza.
Yeah, it's a nice break.
Look, the menu says catering. It's catered.
Okay. All right. Do what you do.
Yeah. But I suck because I had the exact same two deep as Rush here. I had Jason's Deli as my number one, especially if they bring a cookie. And I have pizza as my number two. I don't care where it comes from. But the problem with catered lunches at work is that not that many foods hold up to sitting for like 2 or 3 hours, which is the reality by the time you get to it. And I think pizza does a pretty good job.
Oh, pizza's always good.
All right, so let's round out this incredibly exciting topic with weekend lunch at home. You're cooking, Wes.
Do I have to start?
Yeah, always. It's we're going to keep this order especially for our live stream listeners trying to follow along.
Number one is going and making breakfast tacos. Like just making a mess of good breakfast tacos and a strong pot of coffee. I'll call it weekend brunch. I like a nice Saturday 11 taco spread and good black coffee. Number two would be BYO sandwich, you know, like do something crazy, like press grill some kind of fun turkey cheese avocado thing or something with bacon. I don't know, something like that.
What are you putting in a breakfast taco? Like eggs and bacon? How do you make one of those?
Eggs, bacon, and cheese.
I'm an alien trying to learn how people do.
Are you from this planet?
Scramble my eggs. I scramble my eggs with butter, and then you know, I'll add some sharp cheddar into the mix to get it a little melty. Throw it in a warm, fluffy tortilla, and top with either crispy bacon or sausage.
Is that Kerrygold butter?
Most of the time.
Very sexual. I think my number one is going to be making grilled cheese.
Hell yeah.
With some kind of fancy bread and cheese. So like a brioche maybe for the bread and maybe like a Havarti cheese.
That's a good cheese.
I just kind of roll through Whole Foods and grab the most ridiculous, opulent looking ingredients for a grilled cheese. And then
does your
then,
string quartet follow you?
Mm-hmm. My backup for the home lunch is probably going to be some kind of congee dish, which would not have been my answer before I got married, but I've come to appreciate the simplicity and flexibility of a good congee, which is when you boil just a little bit of rice and water for a long time so it gets really nice and thick. And then you can add like, I'm drooling, sorry. You can add like hard-boiled eggs or strips of pork tenderloin, whatever it is you want in there, little bacon bits, whatever, whatever you're in the mood for, you just throw it into that rice porridge. And it's really delicious. It's also good plain if you're under the weather.
All right. Yeah. I want to make that.
Yeah, do it.
I will.
How about you, Rush? What's your too deep for the...
I'm cooking at home on the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Home on a weekend.
I'm going to be... I think I'll be a little fancy. I might make some tuna steaks.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Kind of blacken them, sear them. Usually to go with it, like this, one of those bags of stir-fried vegetables from the stores. Stir fry them up.
See, that feels like a special dinner for me. You're well, like living like on a cook, different level.
Sometimes on the weekend, you know, cook a nice lunch.
That's true. Then you get time to clean up and all that.
Yeah, exactly. And it doesn't take that long. It's pretty easy, really. The other one is I'm with you, grilled cheese. Like, get a couple, two or three different nice cheeses, some good Velveeta. Bread. Maybe a slice of ham in there. Oh, yeah. My wife loves Velveeta. Too.
I haven't had a grilled cheese in a minute. I might have to do that this weekend.
I like to mix up like maybe a white cheese along with yellow cheddar, like a mozzarella or something.
I feel like I'm too old to do this now, but we used to do grilled bologna and cheese. Have you done that?
No, you're fine.
Yeah, I used to.
Bologna when it's hot is like you, a you are, hot dog.
You're correct. You're too old.
It's no. like a sliced hot dog.
Yeah, it smells just like hot dogs.
It's so
get
good.
Yourself a thick slice of bologna and grill that in the skillet first and then stick that on the cheese and then grill the cheese.
Yeah. And do you put butter in the pan or do you butter the bread? I do both. The bread.
What?
You do both.
I do the bread.
First, I butter the bologna.
Why not both? Yeah. First, I take a big old bite out of the butter.
Yeah. First you heat up the spoon, then you tie off your arm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you put the butter in.
Oh god, I'm gonna cook the most regrettable thing after we're done recording. I don't know what it's gonna be yet. Probably some kind of hodgepodge quesadilla.
I already made myself super full. I knew we were gonna talk food, so
that was smart.
I'm gonna eat the last slice of my birthday cake.
Yeah.
Nice. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.